Stacey and Chase Boone.
We always have time to have a sneaky bit of a discussion, a debate, if you will. Roll some beats.
The views and opinions expressed in this feature are those of the listeners and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of East Coast Radio.
All right, so you know how this works, right? One argument, two sides, a new point of view. And here's the context, right? So barely a month goes by without another recall notice doing the rounds, whether it's a vehicle, a baby product, or something sitting in your kitchen cupboard. Some say it shows companies are finally taking safety seriously, catching the problem before someone gets hurt. Others reckon it's proof that things are getting rushed out of the door without proper checks being done in the first place.
So, argument number one, as part of this week's edition of the Great Drive Debate, is that it's better safe than sorry, right? So a recall, in essence, means that somebody somewhere did their whole job and pulled the plug before it became a headline. So think about the car seat recalls or the vehicle airbag issues that we've seen locally. So those instances in particular, those checks likely saved lives. It takes guts and money for a company to admit that they've made a mistake and do so publicly instead of quietly hoping that like nobody notices and it just kind of goes away like overnight. Look over there vibes, right? If anything, more recalls should actually make us as the consumers feel like we should trust this brand more, not necessarily less. That's argument number one.
All right, argument number two is as follows. This shouldn't be happening at all. If a company is recalling products regularly, that's not diligence. That's a warning sign. Testing and quality control should catch these problems long before the product ever reaches a shop shelf in Durban or Pietermaritzburg. Consumers are left carrying the risk, driving faulty cars or using unsafe appliances while companies clean up after themselves. A recall isn't a badge of honor. It's an admission that something went wrong from the start. So this afternoon, we've given you two arguments with regards to the recall. And the question is, as part of the Great Drive debate, when you hear a recall on a product, does it make you trust the brand more or less? And please tell us why, based on your personal experience.
Now, on the line, we have literally everybody's favorite. My Mike, how are you?
How's it?
How's it, Stacey?
How's it? Now, Mikey?
And Jace Poo, that's right. Everybody's favorite.
I'm so sorry. We didn't have your intro ready to go. We'll do better next time. Now, Mike, where do you land on this? Are you going, oh, look at them going over and above. They realize they made a mistake. Whoops-a-doodles. It's backtracker. Or are you like, that's not good?
No, I agree with that totally because, you know, at the end of the day, they're taking responsibility. They're owning up to it. Yeah. They're potentially saving lives and injuries going forward if they didn't do the recall. And then saving any future costings when it comes to, insurance and major lawsuits and so forth. And it also creates confidence, I think, in the brand going forward and that they're making it aware and they're taking a stand. They're not just shying away from it.
Yeah.
And you hear about it when there's an accident, something happens and the airbag doesn't deploy. These things happen. And, you know, when it comes to manufacturing, it's like anything. Even the computer might be doing it. There's still a bit of human error here and there. The cars don't build themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody still has to program it in them. Who knows if the guys had a bad day and who's going through what and they push the wrong button. I mean,
things happen. Things
All right.
do happen.
Mike, thank you so much for contributing towards the show.
My pleasure, Mark. I'm
All right, let's have a quick chat with Anonymous, who is on line two. Welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. You want to remain anonymous? Is it about to get spicy? Talk to us.
I'm just in the food industry and I don't want to introduce myself.
Okay, understood. It's about to get spicy.
Now it's giving carte blanche. Now it's giving voice modulator. Okay, so so Anonymous, as somebody who is in an industry where there have been several recalls and probably will be down the line to come, what is your stance on how these product recalls ultimately build or break trust as far as the consumers are concerned?
Okay. I feel like they really shouldn't break trust. And to start off with, the necessary testing is done. So we have immediate tests that we release our product based on to say it can go into the stores. And then there's some tests that we get them after 5 or 6 days when it's in the stores. And then when you get those results, then that is when we get the alerts that, okay, it's going to probably blow in the stores, then we might as well recall it. So it's not a matter of testing. And especially if it is an equipment issue, it's something that you can see later on that we had an equipment issue, especially when maintenance come and then you realize that, okay, this was the issue, then let's make a recall.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're anonymous, right? I want to ask you an interesting question because, yeah, I do believe that, you know, when a company recalls their products, it's for the benefit of the consumer. But yeah, when we have established that, ooh, we made a mistake here, let's fix it, right? One, we make it easy to fix the problem. So if it's a car manufacturing thing, we make sure that all the car dealerships are ready to fix that particular fixed vehicle. But what about a young incentive in Nyana? Do you think that should not be included as part of the recall for the benefit of the consumer? A young, maybe 1,000, 2,000 Nyana. I'm just asking for a friend.
No, I don't think that's possible. But what we can do, as also for a customer complaint, if a person goes into the store and they complain about our product, then we can reimburse them with a voucher and they can still go and buy our product if they want, or they can buy something else.
Oh.
Yeah, because Anonymous is like, otherwise we won't have any company left to make this product, to recall it or to not.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
Yes.
But thank you for explaining that, because I think also depending on what that particular product is,
yes,
I do think, however, the logic behind it is we've done everything that we could do up to this point. However, once the product is released and it's sitting on a shelf or it's being driven out of a lot or whatever, this, you know, that's when a lot of the other things start to kind of creep in and it's revealed. And then that's when the recalls happen. Anonymous, thank you very much for your insights and your time today. And KZN, it's interesting because both Mike and Anonymous saying, actually, if anything, it should build trust. It shouldn't break trust because things do go wrong. And maybe a little, you know, sprinkling of empathy is what we are expected to, you know, a lot as consumers, which I don't think is completely unfair. And I feel like Anonymous explained it quite well there.
Yeah, shout out to her. But also, as is Stacey, now that I think about it, right, and I'd like for everyone to think about this as well. It's also about how the company handles it. Because you know how some companies, they handle it, you know, they try to be sketchy bongo about it. If you come out confidently and you admit that you had a problem, then perhaps you don't lose the trust of your consumer. But if you're going to, you know, backhand, then you're like, the consumers are not going to trust your product anymore because you're being sketchy about it.
Yes, I think it places more trust because you can't really figure out what the smaller defects are going to be until you produce the car in larger numbers. And these defects can only arise sometimes at a later stage, so it's good that they do recall these and fix them.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo. So it's Martin here. Honestly, if I'm with a product provider and they have a recall, that says to me, in terms of their occupational health and safety, they are doing post-product sale quality control, which in my eyes stands out head and shoulders above anybody else. If a company can do that, they have got my full support. That means that you are looking to see if you can find fault in your own product. And if you can find fault in your own product and you recall, kudos to you. Well done to you.
Stacey and Chase Boo, weekdays from 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.